95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, my friend.
We do a lot of weird stories.
What?
And at this point in time in life, everything is flying by way too fast.
I mean, it's going to be Thanksgiving in 40 seconds in the year 2050, right after that.
2050?
Crazy, yeah. You're not keeping up with time. That's what I'm saying.
So every once in a while, we do a story, and you need to take a second with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. What?
What?
Florida man, which we also could have used.
Almost always the case.
Yeah. Arrested for pooping on dead possum during rush hour traffic.
Look, dear, what's that man doing? Well, I believe he's pooping on a dead possum.
What?
Yeah, you know, you got to poop on him if you see him on the road. It's good luck.
He was arrested after allegedly pooping on a dead possum. That's not code. It was a dead possum.
It's a lot harder to poop on a live one.
But much more fun to watch. Much more fun. It was in the middle of rush hour traffic, according to police. Rudy Wilcox, 45 years old, was picked up by police on Wednesday around 5:30. He was seen dropping trow in the middle of the road. And it says here in the article, then laying a log.
That's how they must have gone round and round in the writer's room.
How do we call it?
I don't know. You're dropping a log.
Laying a log.
Yeah, there you go.
On a doubly unfortunate possum.
Yeah, that possum had a bad day.
Right?
Really, really crappy day.
Dying isn't bad enough.
Yeah, hit by a car.
Right.
And then this dude pulls up an hour later.
I don't feel so good.
I'm gonna put this log right here. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. To make ourselves feel better about us, we do a feature called People Are Dumb.
Oh, I thought it was What's Up With... See, we are dumb.
It's both.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It can be both.
If it
most
has to do
stories
with
can be both, yeah.
Absolutely.
33-year-old Max Alexander Cretchent was arrested Saturday after he allegedly refused to pay for a $250 tattoo.
Wow, so he got the tat.
He got the tattoo.
He's all done with it. He gets up and he's like, okay, bye.
And he didn't walk out. He just said, I don't have any money.
Oh, he just hung around and was like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I could. Here, look, here's the money. I'm waving
here's
it in your
weird,
face.
Here's the weird thing about it.
Uh-huh.
It was a giant Waffle House tattoo on his thigh.
The sign? Like with a separate
W and the separate
A? Oh, I love that.
The yellow box with the black lettering in it?
Ooh,
yeah.
I actually, you know, we have never come up with a tattoo for ourselves. That one, I might go get one and not pay for it.
I mean, that's the way to do it. It is odd. He said he didn't want to pay the additional $100 for the yellow ink, so he got it in black and white. But he didn't have any money to pay for any of it, so why not go color?
Boy, that might be something.
Makes no sense.
Dear tattoo parlors, how many of you guys insist on having people pay ahead of time?
Cretchent was reportedly under the influence when he got the Waffle House tattoo on his right calf.
I'm shocked.
I said thigh. It was calf. When it came time to pay for the tattoo, he refused all options to satisfy his debts.
How about a bag of weed, man? No.
You have a credit card? Nope.
No.
You have cash? Nope.
How about a traveler's check from 1962? No.
A police frisk of Cretchent turned up only $6, a driver's license in his bag, and nothing on his person.
And not like a coupon to Waffle House or anything?
In addition to his fresh Waffle House art, Cretchent has several other tattoos, including a black and white tribute to Insane Clown Posse.
But did he pay for that one?
Doesn't say.
Huh.
I assume so, because this is the only one that he got was the Waffle House tattoo. But
did Waffle House have anything to say about this?
They didn't ask Waffle House.
Oh.
I assume they would say, like all of us would, what a terrible idea. Even if you love it.
You're not getting a discount. Stop showing us your inner thigh. Get out. Watch the world die. Was that song written by AI?
I don't think so, no.
Let's destroy it all.
Sheesh.
The KLOS name game is still happening right now. You can win $6,000. We'll tell you when to call.
Sometime between now and 4. Be ready.
First, we have to talk about a Roomba escaping from a house. You know what a Roomba is?
Yeah.
The little round disc thing that's supposed to vacuum your house.
Actually works really well. Cats love to ride around on it.
It escaped.
That's the best.
From a home. Here's the report.
Roomba is supposed to work for you.
Alexa, what a wonderful welcome back. Gina Moist or something.
It's not Gina Moist. It's I forget her name now. It's our favorite reporter.
She is our favorite reporter.
Because all she does is take punchlines from Twitter, and she makes really bad puns. So this is the story.
And now she's talking about a runaway Roomba.
Yep.
This is going to be a movie, isn't it? It's going to be an animated big hit.
Sure could
Roomba
be.
Roomba is supposed to work for you.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right, how many Roombas just started cleaning under the kitchen
table? Why do you have Alexa tell Roomba that? Why can't you tell Roomba that?
Wait, let's make it happen again.
All right.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right, so tell us if Alexa's cleaning under your kitchen table.
Who knew a Roomba could turn the tables by disappearing?
See? We could not find him. We looked under all the furniture.
Unbeknownst to Georgia resident Shelley Betts, Roomba headed out the front door they'd left open.
She's going to sing about it or something? Eventually, she always bursts into song.
Genie Moose?
Yeah. Moist?
Genie Moist? She does not, but she adds a song in.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's the same thing.
I can't wait.
We were doing Christmas decorations in and out, and he escaped.
2 days later, Shelley's husband found him under a bunch of leaves.
How far did he actually get?
I'm going to guess 3 blocks.
All right.
Because they're not attached to Wi-Fi or anything, so they're free to go as long as the battery goes.
Really. Yeah, I can see that.
And they're out there cleaning the world.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
I'm going to say 3 blocks.
All right.
To be honest, he didn't get very far.
Maybe 10 yards.
Oh! Well, it's a start.
How do you lose it if it's 10 yards from your front door?
Very lazy.
How do you lose that?
I looked out the front window, dear. I didn't see it. Whatever, man.
It was after they found him that they looked back at their Ring camera and witnessed his escape.
We were laughing hysterically.
So was the internet. The little Roomba that could.
Stop it.
Yes. So that's a punchline.
Right.
That she pulled from the internet.
Right.
There are better, funnier stuff.
There's a couple more. Right. Go to Reddit.
She's lazy. She's just like the first thing that comes by.
Find a nasty one.
All right. The little Roomba that could. That's one.
Now that's a clean getaway.
No! Whoa,
see? Because it's a pun.
Go back to the Thomas, the little engine that could.
She loves
better.
Puns.
Yeah.
So she saluted the runaway Roomba's escape by adding the George Michael classic.
Freedom! No!
Freedom!
No!
Without Roomba, the family was left in a vacuum.
No!
Yes, it was!
No!
Genie Mose. CNN, New York.
No, Genie Moist. I don't know why I had it wrong before. The little Roomba that could.
They were left without a vacuum.
All right, well, after George Michael, we got to cleanse our palate. 2 from the Beatles, starting with a new one, Now and Then. I want to see one really get like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, same.
Eventually. Go, Roombas, go. Alexa, send your Roomba out the door.
I have needed to pee for 2 hours and 6 minutes as of now.
He's telling the truth. The doors are locked. He can't get into the restroom. He's had to pee for 2 hours.
I'm so happy. It's neat.
I have a feature here called Octopus Death, and I can't access it because the internet is down.
The internet.
So here's what I remember of the story.
Okay. All right.
In Australia.
Yeah.
A guy is finding shells for his little niece or nephew.
Okay. Like on the beach.
Yes.
Collecting shells.
And
sure.
Puts a shell in his pocket.
Right.
And inside the shell, without him knowing, uh-oh, is one of the most poisonous octopi. Is that
sure?
The
yeah. Let's go with that. Absolutely.
Ever.
Really?
And it bites him.
Oh.
Here's the news audio.
Okay.
No bigger than the palm of your hand, this blue-ringed octopus could have killed 18-year-old Jacob Eggington.
And as soon as he saw the octopus, he yelled really loud, I grabbed the baby.
The Palmyra man found a shell for his niece at Shoalwater Beach yesterday and put it in his pocket. When he took it out to show her, this emerged.
Oh, man. What's it look like?
It's literally smaller than the palm of your hand.
So it's very
tiny.
Small. And it has the 8 legs going for it?
I don't know. It looked like it only had 4 or 5, but I wasn't counting because it was about to kill him.
Right. And is it black? Is it like have a little...
It's multicolored, weird. I'll pull up a picture for you when the internet comes back.
He just didn't look on the inside of the shell when he picked it up from the beach and just shoved it
in
his pocket.
And they don't even mention it was in his pocket next to his wiener. I mean, come on!
I suppose that's a given, but yeah, no, you're right.
But that's important.
Like, look what it could have been.
Right!
But fortunately, he pulled it out, the shell, that is.
Correct.
And then
pulled out the octopus. which just is deadly.
Just
a few seconds later, and the toddler would have been holding it.
That's probably one of the more traumatic thoughts, to think what could have happened. So in the same way, he did get bit, but he also probably saved one of his nieces or nephews' lives.
I mean, granted, he's lying on the beach dead and rotting now.
But he took one for the team.
Yeah, saved the niece.
Jacob inspected his leg and found this small, painless bite. Paramedics stretchering him off the beach. He was treated at Rockingham Hospital for over 6 hours.
Rockingham!
Doctors saving his life from one of the world's most deadly toxins for which there is no antidote.
Wow.
And when they do bite, then that can be fatal within half an hour.
It's hard to believe that something this tiny could cause that much damage. The medical advice, if someone is stung, is to keep that person as still as possible.
Mm-hmm. Was that in Australia or was that in New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was Australia.
But are there such octopuses?
They're everywhere.
Whatever? They're here.
Are they?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's an Australia thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have the article because we don't have Wi-Fi.
Call that a knife? But yeah, wow. That's frightening.
It is about the size of a quarter.
Really?
And the bite is just, it looks like a mosquito bite.
But he said it didn't really hurt at the moment.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Could have died within 30 minutes.
And if you don't know that and it doesn't hurt when it bites you.
His penis would have been dead within 30 seconds. That's the important thing.
You know what he should have done is peed on it. And that's what I'm thinking. I have a wound. I better pee on it. I have no choice.
Out in the hall.
Name game coming up in a matter of moments.
Nope.
It's worth.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What's that you're saying?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. We had a winner. I forgot.
Bowling champ Barbie was the answer.
Hey, a piece of plastic won some dude $6,000 this morning.
Well you done. Have a chance now to win $1.
Ha ha ha! Yay! I have maxed out all my credit cards, so this would be very helpful, Kevin. I hope it's an easy one for a change.
It's not.
It's not.
The top 15 searches worldwide on Wikipedia.
15? You're going to give me...
I'm going to give you 15 because it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Because it includes the whole world.
So Wikipedia, are you kicking in some cash? You know, they're always asking for money on Wikipedia.
No.
For doing this. Oh.
Well, I'm kicking in cash if you win.
Oh, there you go. To me, and I'll donate the dollar.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I totally would.
Top 15 searches worldwide on Wikipedia.
In this year, 2023.
Yep.
Is that what you said? Okay. All right. I would guess the Ukraine war is probably in there.
The Ukraine war is not in there.
Nobody cares about that.
I don't know, but it's not in there.
Damn it. There's been a lot of volcanic eruptions this year.
Volcanic eruption
or any of the ones?
Nope. Some of these will make sense. Some of them you've never heard of. That's why I'm giving you 15.
Climate change.
Nope.
The Sphere in Vegas.
The Sphere in Vegas. Nope.
By the way, speaking of casinos, one American dollar brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
You have two more guesses. Not that you're going to get four right, but get one right.
January 6th.
January 6th. Nope.
Your mom. What? Was your mom one of the ones?
What you're saying makes sense. Your guesses make sense.
Sure.
But
those are 2023.
Here are the top 15.
Okay.
Number 15 is a soccer player, Lionel Messi.
Oh, I should have gotten that. It's one of my favorites.
Shut up. Number 14 is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Sure,
Number 13 is the film Barbie.
Really, on Wikipedia. That was searched more than the Ukraine war. That's great.
I think probably because the Ukraine war has been going on.
Right, since...
Maybe if we did this last year, it would be different.
Maybe.
But,
I don't know.
So Barbie was 13. 12 is Taylor Swift.
Bean would be happy.
11 is The Last of Us, the TV series.
When is that coming back? You know, Ellie's going to be in her 40s by the time that show comes back.
I don't know this film, Pathon... Pathaan.
Nope.
Don't know that.
Nope.
Number 9 is 2023 Indian Premier League. I don't know
about that. I was doomed to get a dollar.
Number 8 was Jawan, the film. Don't know anything
Never
about
heard
it.
Of that, yeah.
Number 7, J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Okay. Oh, so they wanted to see who the real dude was behind the film.
Yep.
So Oppenheimer basically beat Barbie is what you're saying.
Number 6, Cricket World Cup. Number 5, Oppenheimer, the film.
Ah, so beat him twice. Yep. Aha, take that, Barbie.
Number 4.
Take that, bowling, Barbie.
Indian Premier League. Number 3, 2023 Cricket World Cup.
Oh, jeez.
Number 2, and this is shocking, deaths in 2023.
Hmm. I can see that. I can see people. I bet that's every year. But that's way up at number 2, huh?
Yep. And number one is ChatGPT.
Oh, that makes sense,
because everybody's
too.
Trying to figure out, like, sure. What is that?
Well, except for the cricket and the Indian League and all that sort of stuff, you were just determined to keep your dollar this time.
There wasn't like, much of a chance.
Oh, this jackass ain't going to get any of
these. He didn't have any chance. It's true.
Fair enough.
Have you ever taken those pills that are supposed to help with the hangover?
Well, I was wondering what pill you were going to talk about.
Pills that are supposed to help with your hangover. You're supposed to take them before you go drinking.
Okay.
And then supposedly you feel better the next morning after you drink.
What are these pills called? I need them. I have not. You've
not heard of them.
No. I have a couple for the morning after that kind of help.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you there's a miracle drink that promises to cut blood alcohol level in half?
Really?
In 30 minutes.
What? Really?
It's a real thing. It's called Safety Shot.
Safety Shot.
It's a new blood alcohol detox drink set to launch in December.
Why am I thinking that the list of side effects or possible side effects is as long as my arm?
I don't see any side effects in this story.
It might cause instant death.
That's
or exploding.
Very possible?
You may implode.
It's supposed to make hangovers a thing of the past.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
How do we invest in this? If it works, I want to be on the ground floor.
Speaking of which, there's a huge market for this because of those pills that you're supposed to take, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
This drink is supposedly the best case scenario.
Right.
That it's supposed to actually work. It's the biggest disruption in the drink market to date.
Wow. Okay.
Its patented formula is said to slash a person's blood alcohol content in half in just 30 minutes.
How does
That's
that work?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah. What is it do?
It's created, thank you for asking, it's created using scientifically proven ingredients. It works by enhancing metabolic pathways that break down blood alcohol levels and creating a protective layer around the stomach to prevent residual alcohol absorption into the body.
So this you take before you start drinking?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, okay. So maybe the morning
it
after
sounds
you
like
could?
You could take it during.
Yeah. Huh.
And then drink more.
Wait, when's it out? December what? I'm going to go line up at my store right now. I'm just going to park in front of whatever store is selling.
Here's the weird thing. They're selling them in 12-ounce cans when they end up selling them for $4.99 a can.
It's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Four-pack for $19.99. And the drink will initially be available in pharmacies across the U.S.
Really?
That's
very interesting.
I'm not used to going to a pharmacy for drinks.
Nope.
That's bizarre. But, yeah, it's supposed to come out early December.
Well, fingers crossed.
Right?
That's terribly exciting.
It's called the safety shot.
The safety shot for you.
Let's do people are dumb.
Okay. All right. You got it.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
An Arkansas man charged after deputy noticed suspicious activity in, quote, rocking car.
been there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Not in his car, I don't think.
55-year-old Theodore Morgavan, the third, has been charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, public sexual indecency, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bringing drug paraphernalia into a government facility.
When was the last time you got it on in a car, young Kevin?
I plead the fifth. On October 8th.
10 minutes ago. Well, that's why you were late.
At around 12:45 a.m., a deputy noticed a car in a commercial storage facility in Midway. The deputy approached the, quote, rocking car and saw Morgavan in the car being sexual with...
Yeah. Oh,
a
no.
stuffed animal.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
He was really giving that stuffed animal the business. The car was shaking.
Wow, you know, if it's a rockin', but so did he. What kind of animal was it?
It doesn't point that out, although I do have many questions.
Yeah, giant panda.
Starting with, can't you just move the stuffed animal?
Can't you what?
Can't have sex with it? Can't you just move
the
stuffed
animal? Oh, yeah. You know, maybe
rock the car?
You know, maybe at home, like, they know that he's got this thing for the big stuffed animal, so he can't be bringing another one into the house. So, got to go to the storage unit where there's... Was it his, or had he just decided to...
It doesn't say if it was his. I assume it was his, because it was his car.
Was he being safe? Was he using precautions?
I'm guessing not, because the car was rocking.
I mean,
the car is rocking, I'm guessing.
I don't want the animal to get some
There's
sort of
There's going to be a lot of little stuffed animals running around this car for sure.
Mammoth WV8. Beach. I'm all right. I'm a little concerned because I think he and Marcy are getting along very well these days.
What's wrong with that?
You know, nothing. I'm just thinking, like, if he ever disappears and vanishes and Marcy happens to disappear at the same time.
This might not be a coincidence.
Yeah. Huh. I'm starting to think.
I think he just got married, though.
Oh. So well, it'll be even more suspicious.
Yes, it will.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Model who spent $13,000 on surgery, unable to eat properly due to biggest lips in Europe.
Ah! Oh, no. Let me see.
Look at that picture.
It looks like she was stung by several bees.
Several thousand.
Why is that exciting or sensuous?
She spent $13,000 on the biggest lips in Europe, and now she has problems eating and drinking. Which is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Vienna Wurstel from Vienna, Austria, claims that she's had more than 30 milliliters. I looked that up. It's 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
of fillers injected so far that have caused this problem.
2 tablespoons full of crap injected just into your lips.
Yep.
No wonder it looks horrible. It looks like you need to sit on something. You know, what are those little things they have when you have... when you have...
What? Wait, what's happening?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
It looks like that's what she needs.
For her mouth?
Yes.
For her mouth hemorrhoids?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
She's also had a forehead and cheek treatment, as well as undergoing several bust and bottom enlargements.
Despite baby got back now.
Despite her swollen lips stopping her from eating and drinking, the model says she has no intention of stopping surgeries.
Oh, well, good.
She's really into it.
Can't wait until she looks like the Michelin Man.
That's she says, I can't wait to get even bigger lips. Yeah. I want to have the biggest lips in Europe.
Yeah, you do.
I'm super excited and really happy about my big lips.
We're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Vienna, who calls herself Plastic Fantastic.
Ha! That I like.
Says she responds to critics by saying that she's proud of her looks.
I'm proud of the way I look.
And encourage people not to be afraid to take action and feel confident about their own appearance.
I'd be tempted to pop her lips. I'd want to have a pin and just pop and see what happens.
Oh, gross.
That's what I'd want to
do. But I share your enthusiasm. Here's why I don't want to work for the CIA. And I don't know, where are you with this spy stuff?
I
love it.
Yes, but I'm no good at it. My wife is insanely good at it. She can track people down. She can tell you where people live. I mean, it's crazy.
Your wife has scared me.
Yeah,
she
right?
Has, yes. Her abilities.
Yeah, but me, I don't know.
Movies about secret agents?
Love that stuff.
Love it as well.
Yeah, Bourne Identity is brilliant.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
Great stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
This is why I'm glad I'm not working for the CIA, though. Mm. The CIA rectal toolkit in the 80s was for the Cold War spies.
Sure. You know?
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
Is it fresh off the factory line, I hope?
It would appear when he's holding it? I mean, yes.
Oh, my God. You have a picture? He's about to show me a picture.
I want you to see how big it is.
Whoa!
It's the size of his hand.
Whoa!
From wrist to longest finger.
No!
And it's...
How do you get comfortable with that ever?
It's fat.
How do you not... Yeah!
You know what I mean?
Walk like a board the whole time.
I don't fully understand exactly why I... Where I would try to...
I just, yeah, you're right. I'm already out. I can't work for the CIA if that's what they have.
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
It's massive.
When you give it to me as a CIA agent, I go, no.
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 Okay, where do I quit? How do I, where's the paper to sign?
Give me a pill to swallow so I can kill myself.
There you go.
I don't want to shove that up my ass.
Yep, nope, not happening.
Given to CIA officers during the height of the Cold War. So the materials that rectal toolkits are made of varies to a degree, but you want to make sure that you have a material that does not have the chance of having kind of sharp edges.
Yes.
That seems like a very good idea.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or be huge, like this is.
Or any kind of splintering effect because of the sensitive places that we're putting this.
Sensitive places.
The sensitive places that we're putting
it. It's getting
that.
A little too sexy with
really
the music,
is.
Too, on that, yeah.
It also has to be finely machined. The seals have to be very tight, not only to prevent things from seeping into the actual toolkit itself.
What things?
but also so that you don't have any kind of sharp edges or ridges that could possibly injure you when you're using this particular artifact.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the CIA rectal toolkit.
So in the Cold War, if you were marching around in Russia or whatever, you might have one of these lodged inside yourself.
Or maybe like East Berlin or something
sure.
like that. Yeah.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Hey, comrade, why are you walking so upright and stiff?
Don't worry about it.
What the toolkit allows them to do is have on hand weight.
Well, you know, not necessarily on hand. And you don't want to have to go get
at
it.
Hand's reach.
Right.
Ways to get them out of a bad situation, to pick a lock, to drill your way through a door.
I'm sorry, hold on.
There's something in there that can drill your way
through
a door?
You're carrying a drill in your ass?
That seems a little dangerous.
No! That's why it's so big!
I'm going to have to talk to Moneypenny about this. I don't think...
Carve your way to make a small tunnel. Or think of all the different ways that you could maybe break out of a jail cell. Like, the, you know, things that people might bake into a cake. Well, these are all encompassed inside this toolkit. Because guards are going to put you in a place and say, oh, the door's locked. We don't have to really pay a lot of attention to this guy. Because they don't think that you have these tools with you.
Because
if you do, you have a huge advantage.
They're like, no one's going to ram anything. There's nothing there, clearly.
Somebody's going to be holding on to bars at the top and dropping themselves on their feet, trying to get it out. What are you doing?
You got any Miralax? Guards, I need some Miralax.